Hey everybody, welcome to the Vet Tech Tap Room. This is our spin-off series from the Vet Tech Cafe. These episodes are live and uncut, discussing hot topics in our field, or talking about previous episodes amongst ourselves, and always highlight something positive happening in our profession. These episodes will be published as regular podcast episodes and will also be available on our YouTube channel as well. So get yourself a beer or a potato water and find us live on Instagram and join the discussion. Now if you'll excuse us, those are our beers the bartender is pouring. How's everybody doing today? Hello, Allie. Glad to see you're not at work. So Dave, we got a few things to talk about today.
We do. We've got, there's been a lot going on. We just did an Instagram live last week before.
Yeah. I think so.
And here we are again.
Right.
Having another tap room. Cheers, right. Buddy.
Cheers.
Clean. Brooklyn Oktoberfest.
I have a pulp DDH Pulp Daddy from Greater Good in Worcester.
Nice.
So I think first up we had IVEX last weekend, which was awesome.
Yeah. A lot of technical issues.
Sure, sure.
I feel like it was, I think it went well.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with it.
I think so. And, you know, I mean, yeah, like you said, the first day, I think everybody just logging on at once just kind of overloaded the system.
Yeah.
And then same thing kind of happened after the lunch break. But I wonder, I mean, I feel like everybody is really hopeful that maybe 2021, we go back to normal, right, with going to conferences and whatever else. I wonder if there's a way to have like a track or a smaller portion of the program be virtual
or have a hybrid
at a discounted rate for people that can't go through the expense of travel and hotel and everything else, because, you know, the technology, you know, they've used the technology now that you can't unlearn that. And I feel like, you know, to some degree, even if it's just one track, a technician track, something, I just think that would be huge for that to be available, and not just for IVEX, but for conferences at large.
All of them, yeah. And with the technical issues, you know, I was in that first lecture, that first 7:45 a.m.
the breakfast lecture.
That maybe 20 minutes or so into it, it just cut out. And it was done. And everyone was like, what's happening here?
Right.
And for me, working on the podcast and dealing with IT stuff, I said, you know what? Let them work through it. It's going to work out. And then when they came back on, when people were able to get back in, there was a couple of F-bombs that got dropped and everyone was like, IT guy, we can hear you. we hear all those.
Yeah.
And
hot mic.
Hot mic. And obviously he was very upset. And
yeah.
And for me as a, I don't want to say I'm an IT guy, but as someone that works on the technical side of things like this, I was very sympathetic. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
You're doing the best you can.
Right.
Get through it.
It's
going to work out fine. And like you said, some of those things may have just been a volume issue.
Yeah. I mean, I think I heard over 5,000 attend, you know, or at least register, not necessarily that's what saying was on at one time, but that over 5,000 people registered. I can't really confirm that, but I did hear that somewhere.
And that,
which is just amazing.
I'm mistaken. I don't know if I'm mistaken or not. Is that more or less than is normally at IVEX?
Usually it's around 4,000, give or take.
Okay.
I think it kind of depends on hotel space and conference room space, but right around $4,000.
There was one year, was it the New Orleans one that you couldn't register because it was full?
It was full. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I flew down for 2 days and just hung out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't get enough, even if you're not getting CE.
Yeah.
And you know, some of that stuff was, I get it. I get the IT stuff and people were frustrated and upset, but you know what? You try doing it. You try doing
for sure.
5,000 people on a website at one time, you know,
I
don't know if they didn't anticipate that many people being on at one time and maybe that was a big problem,
but yeah.
I mean, regardless, the next day, everything seemed to be much better.
For sure.
I found far less problems the next day.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I think the only thing that I was, what I'll say, frustrated by, and honestly, it wasn't even something we were expecting. They had that chat feature.
Yeah.
And you and I kind of started a Vet Tech Cafe group chat with, you know, people we know really well. And it was hard to find certain people. Certain people were searchable and certain people weren't.
Yeah.
So there were people we could add to the group and people that we couldn't, that we were just, though we could chat with them individually somehow, but like it was just, that was a little bit clunky and weird. But again, we weren't even really expecting that. That was
just kind of
a nice, oh, we can do this too. So yeah, it was, but you know, all in all, I thought, you know, I thought it went well. And then Monday was super easy too. Again, that might've been people were back to work and maybe less people, less traffic. But I still thought the CE was incredible quality.
Oh yeah, it was. And I will say as a teacher and I'll get your take on it as a presenter, but as a student, like the virtual learning as a student is so much easier. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And the virtual learning as a teacher is not easy. It's not easy to do.
Right. I'll say I did, you know, the two MDRs were pre-recorded and those are strictly on demand. The one lecture that I did that was actually, you know, in the general session lectures, I pre-recorded. So I didn't do a live version of my talk. So it was a little bit weird just kind of sitting in my chair, watching
yourself talk
my lecture, but then that enabled me to be in the live chat or live Q&A and kind of answer some questions in real time as they were coming in. Because honestly, if I had just done, which I still did the question and answer at the end, but I did get to a few of them during this session, because at least at one point there were 450 people in that lecture. And so, you know, trying to get your question answered at the end would have been, you know, difficult at best. So, but I thought even that worked really well. So, I was really happy with the overall format. And I hope to some degree, you know, whether it's a particular track or, you know, I don't know, maybe you could do like for $50, pick any 6 lectures or 10 lectures or whatever it is. You know, I hope that they somehow
have a virtual option.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's, let's be real, if you're not speaking, it's a huge expense to go to any major conference, you know, between travel and airfare or hotel and registration alone. I mean, when was the last, I've been going to IVEX since 2006. I don't think I've ever seen it under $100, and it was $40 for technicians.
$40 for the whole thing. Yeah.
So that was just absolutely incredible. So,
Your feed is a little glitchy today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure my screen stays going this time and not goes to sleep like it did last time. Do you have any cool standout lectures that you liked?
I really liked the one that I was really interested in was Noah's use of an ultrasound for arterial catheterization and central line catheterization, where, you know, just seeing the images, the one thing that stood out to me was how close the carotid artery is next to that jugular vein. Mm-hmm. And the number of times that I've been placing central lines, not realizing that I was millimeters away from hitting a carotid artery.
Yeah.
It was terrifying and also makes me want to use an ultrasound for every single time I do it now.
For sure. I think I maybe know why. I was just really weirdly getting a FaceTime call.
Oh, maybe that's it.
From a number I didn't recognize. So maybe that's why it was a little bit glitchy there, but.
You're still glitchy.
Oh, well, hopefully it'll work itself out.
Well, if not, people can hear it in the tap room. We're gonna submit this as a tap room. So
for sure. I definitely enjoyed that lecture too.
Yeah.
So
and also I did one on, it was a workshop and a couple of friends of ours were in there about the five fundamentals of energy renewal and something that I'm struggling with right now, and just kind of putting the focus back on me and the focus on how I can be a better person and how I can achieve happiness.
Yeah.
Not to be so wishy-washy and hippy dippy, but just trying to get back to the center and trying to figure out what's going to make me happy and how am I going to achieve that? And just getting through some of those things. It was a really interesting workshop, really interesting exercise that kind of, like the first things you asked us is, what is your favorite day and why is it your favorite day? And all the things that people said were all not work related. Like they were all like being with friends, being outdoors, exercising, doing all these things and realizing that, I'm missing out on a lot of that stuff. And, you know, we're doing the run for Not One More Vet. And, you know, the first week I got a lot of miles in. And since then I've kind of Yeah. Fell down a little bit. I'm still on pace. Don't worry, guys. I'm still going to get to 125, but I kind of took a step back from it and realizing that that's something I need to focus more on.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I took away from that is that she said something to the effect of everyone probably always makes those to-do lists, mm-hmm. right? And I do that every single day. I make a to-do list. And once I get to the end of my to-do list, then I say, oh, I should probably run today. And I need to put myself at the top of that list.
Yeah.
And say, these are the things that I need to do to take care of myself before I focus on taking care of my job.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, my job is important, but not as important as I am. So I need to start taking more care of myself. So I actually started doing that this week. I put run X number of miles at the top of my list, and everything else after that is gravy.
Nice. Nice.
So that's kind of something that I took a big piece of that away from me.
Yeah. I remember Molly saying, speaking of to-do lists one time, that one of the things that she read or watched was that sometimes when you make to-do lists, the, you know, seeing everything that you have to do is almost defeating sometimes and can actually cause stress and anxiety, just having that list. And their point was, make a list of one thing and do that one thing and then put something else on the list, and like, don't bog yourself down with tons of things to do on your one day off. Because if you don't get that whole list completed, how do you feel? Like, do you feel like terrible, a day was a failure or whatever else? So totally off on a tangent there, but it's very true.
Yeah,
it really is. So
it's where I'm getting better. I'm getting better about it.
Yeah, for sure.
What did you learn?
I really enjoyed, you know, Megan Brashear did the advanced blood gas interpretation, which is always awesome. Always a really good refresher. I mean, we run blood gases all the time and, you know, I scan the basics, but it's nice to hear some of the in-depth stuff. The APRV ventilation that Noah did was always is interesting. I could hear him talk about ventilation till the sun goes down. And then I also thought I really enjoyed April's talk, the caregiver burden.
Yeah, that was really good.
If you register for IVEX and you didn't see it and you hear this, I highly recommend that lecture, and all of hers were really good, but that one for sure stood out to me. So
So I liked how she did that, because, you know, if you look at the title of it, it was, I forget what the title was. It was pain and talking about caregiver burden.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I said, oh, this is going to be a pain lecture. This should be good. And, you know, the first couple slides, she talked about pain and what we deal with for our patients. And then she flipped it around and put the whole focus back on us, on what are we dealing with and how are we dealing with that? And how does that make us feel? So that was a huge surprise. And I felt like that was a really impactful thing. I think probably people watched that and said, oh, this is going to be a pain lecture, and then realize that you're going to learn something about yourself.
Yeah, instead. For sure. For sure.
Nice job, April. I know you're not here, but excellent job. Fantastic.
So, you know, again, all around, I thought, you know, it was the same fantastic CE that it always is, you know, obviously less of it available this year, which is completely understandable. But, you know, I thought it was fantastic, and it was great to see everybody. They still did the welcome reception virtually. They did the pinning ceremony virtually. They still tried to give it the same feel. So I thought all in all, they did pretty good with it.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and then we had our Zoom chat.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. We did the Vet Tech Cafe Zoom chat, which we had, you know, probably about a dozen or so people.
Yeah.
Come by, some past
in and out,
and kind of in and out, and just really we didn't even talk about anything. We just kind of hung out and all had a beer or a beverage, and
it was a good time.
Just did what we would do at IVEX and sit around and chat and, you know, catch up and what's everybody doing, and you know, had a couple of fun would you rathers, and hung out and
would you rathers that we didn't put on the podcast.
That we couldn't put on air.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun. I'm really glad we did that. So, we've got another episode coming out this Sunday night.
Yeah, we do. This is a heavy one, guys.
Yeah.
This is a big one.
Yeah. But what is something we're really excited to bring out and talk about. And, you know, as we've said, two missions that Vet Tech Cafe has. Number one is, and not that one is any different than the other or carries any more weight, but highlight what veterinary technicians are doing in their careers, and then also talking about issues that veterinary technicians face. And this is an issue that a segment of veterinary technicians face, racism, and we're going to start a dialogue about it.
Well, and it's not just a segment. It's all of us. We're right. All affected by this.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
On all sides of this. So it's really important to, I think, have this conversation.
Yeah, for sure. And, I know for me personally, it was absolutely an awkward and uncomfortable conversation to have.
It was.
But
I'm so glad
that,
we did it.
Isn't that, yeah, absolutely. Isn't that, kind of where you grow as a human being? So, it was very eye-opening. And I think it was a good start for sure. Teresa was just amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like that will be something that we'll come back to several times throughout the life of our podcast, but it was great to get the conversation started. I know that we've had a couple questions about, we kind of put it out there previously that we wanted to talk about it, and we're just kind of getting to it now. So a couple reasons we decided to wait. First off, I think
we had to find a guest.
Yeah. We had to find a guest that, wanted to talk specifically about that. And thank you to Stephen Satal for putting us in contact with Teresa. We didn't want it to be disingenuous. We didn't want it to be like, oh, here's another veterinary podcast talking about racism post George Floyd and like checking a box or anything like that.
We didn't
want to
be, what's the term? Reflective?
Yeah.
Reflexive?
Reflexive. Yeah.
Yeah. A reactionary. We didn't want to just say, oh, this is a topic we should talk about.
Yeah, it's a hot topic. We should talk about it. We wanted to do it the right way. And we had some learning to do ourselves.
Oh yeah, we did.
We had some, and not to say that education is complete by any means, but
no, not at all.
But we had to learn a little bit about ourselves and learn a little bit about the issues so that we could ask intelligent conversational questions and kind of get to the point where we were frankly more ready to have that conversation. The timing was just a little bit more right now.
Some of that stuff was really hard to hear. And
yeah.
And she kind of mentioned a lot about, and we talked about, making people that are people of color that have been through that to relive their histories and rehash all that stuff and relive it. And, she was very, very open to relive that for us, which can't thank her enough for that. That has to be hard. And some of the stories she told us was just, it's just baffling that stuff is still happening.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just hard to hear.
It really is. It really is. The last thing too is how was this going to be received, to middle-aged white guys talking about racism, but I think now here we are a year in, we've pretty well established what our podcast is, who we are, what we are aiming to do. And so I think, just a little bit more time helped that as well. So, again, it's a difficult episode. It's a difficult conversation, but it's one that needs to be had. And we want to just do our little part with our small microphone. To help.
Well, and like you said, I imagine this is going to be the first of many conversations we're going to have.
I certainly hope so. I hope so. Because they need to be had, and the more we can talk about it, the better we'll all be for it.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about this episode. It's going to be a difficult one to listen to for sure, but please, 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 please listen to it. And, if you think it's not you, if you think it doesn't apply to you, I can almost guarantee it does apply to somebody you know.
Yeah.
So definitely check it out this Sunday night.
Somebody in your circle is going to be dealing with this in one way or the other.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we have a couple of exciting things to bring to our caffeinators. we're trying this out. We've been trying to come up with something to call our friends and followers and listeners. Instead of just friends and followers and listeners. So we're trying out caffeinators. So, we are now calling you the Vet Tech Caffeinators. We hope that's okay.
If you don't like it, tell us.
Yeah, please, please give us some feedback. We'll put something on social media about it, and please, give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Or if you have a catchier name, please suggest it.
If this is something you'd rather be called, let us know.
Yeah. You know, we had reached out to AHA about the episode that we are releasing this weekend, and they got back to us with a really cool opportunity. So AHA is putting on a conference. There's live sessions but it's all on demand as well.
Yeah.
And the live sessions are September 30th through October 3rd, and it's called Connexity. If you go
to
we'll put the link on, but it's aha.org/Connexity, Connexity. But the reason this is cool is they have a half day track from 8 to noon on Saturday, September 30th, that is called Diversity in Veterinary Medicine, Mentoring and Recruiting for Lasting Change. But they also have up to 100 hours of CE that technicians can get. And if you register and use the discount code CAFE at checkout, CAFE, you get $25 off registration.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was really nice of them to do that for us and for you guys.
For our caffeinators.
For our caffeinators out there. and some really great CE. And so we'll put that up on social media as well. Again, it's September 30th through October 3rd, but it's all on demand for up to a year. So if you register,
you can
get up to 100 hours of CE over the course of the next year for that conference. And again, use the discount code CAFE.
Set for your CE for the year.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll put a link up about that. And then we also just had a chat with Vetfolio.
Yep.
We're going to do some really exciting things there. Another discount code coming there on their CE, we're really excited to offer. So, you know, this podcast, we don't really offer CE. We're not clinically or medical based, but it's such an important thing.
We don't have time for that.
Right. It's such an important thing though. We want to make sure that we can also offer to our, to the caffeinators out there, you know, ways to access CE at a little bit of a discount. So we're really excited to be able to bring
that. Cause I mean, I don't know when the next in-person conference is going to be even available. Mm-hmm. like maybe January.
That's a good question.
And, you know, at this point we're getting up to the time where we'll need to start submitting recertification.
So I mean, you know, if you think of it, October they do Wild West, which is out in Reno, which I think is all virtual, and then January they usually do VMX, and February is Western States. I'm actually not sure what either of those are doing or if it's been decided yet. I haven't even looked. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. I would imagine they're starting to put things into motion now because who knows?
Yeah.
Like with Ivex, they started putting things in motion back in June to say, what are we doing?
For sure. And you know, I don't honestly know if Orlando or Las Vegas is where thousands of people want to go for their first in-person excursion.
A good question to have. I don't think I would.
Yeah, right. So, so the virtual format, we're proud to be able to bring or, you know, offer a little bit of a discount for a lot of really good quality online CE. So.
And not to promote Vetfolio already, but I use Vetfolio for my students, and there's like thousands of CE tracks to take in. All of them are usually really good.
Cool.
Some of them are really in depth. Some of them are fairly basic and covering a wide range. Like I've shown my students during class, like a whole lecture on burnout and compassion fatigue. So they have a whole range of stuff, even some stuff on, forensics, like we had with Lisa a couple of weeks ago.
Cool.
So whole range of CE topics on Vetfolio.
Yeah, for sure. So before we wrap up, two big things that I want to quickly highlight. September is National Pet Pain Awareness Month. I want to give a shout out to our last guest, Tasha McNerney, because she came up
with
that.
Thank you, Tasha.
And so, you know, check that out if you haven't already, but it's National Pet Pain Prevention, Animal Pain Prevention Month or Awareness Month. But super cool that, you know, that she kind of just had the idea and went with it and started it.
And now everyone does it.
And now everyone does it, just like Dental Month or what have you. And then, of course, also September is National Suicide Prevention
Awareness
Month.
We've had a few posts about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll do another one tomorrow on Friday. Yep. You know, of course, we're both doing the Not One More Vet Ride, or I'm riding, you're running. The race around the world. In my last live, I talked about, you know, my
best friend's niece down in Orlando. And we just, I just got word, you know, in a staff email about a week or so ago, one of our faculty members, his 16-year-old daughter, took her life. And so, you know, I mean, we're talking two teenage girls here, you know, young women, and it's, again, it's whether you think it might be somebody in your hospital, somebody, you know, like, all that to say, like, my whole point is that it's probably closer than you think. It's happening. And, you know, we're going to post some more resources. Of course we have the relationship with BetterHelp.
Yep.
You know, if you know anybody that's affected, but I think mostly more than anything, I just want to implore people to be kind and, you know, show a little bit of grace and not jump down people's throats or, you know, be judgmental or what have you. It's everybody's kind of struggling right now. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, now here we are in this month, we're doing this thing. And then since we started that, you know, two people yeah. That I know, you know, it's, yeah,
it's terrible.
It's real.
It's real. It's terrible. It's something that needs to be.
Yeah.
And how do we fix it? You know?
Right. Right.
It's hard to deal with, and it's hard to kind of wrap your head around some of those things.
Right. Right. So anyhow, you know, we'll post a bunch of stuff, you know, a bunch of links and resources, and, you know, if you're not okay, it's okay not to be okay. You know, just
talk to somebody,
take that first step and reach out for a little bit of help.
And it doesn't have to be, I mean, it doesn't have to be professional. Talk to somebody, talk to anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make yourself vulnerable and, you know, put yourself out there so that people can help you.
Yeah, for sure. So before we wrap up, you know, with our tap room, we always do one positive thing. We didn't really talk about this beforehand, but, what's something good, you know, or something you're excited about or what have you?
Something good, something good veterinary related.
Yeah. Ideally, if not,
I'm working on some more stuff to build some training models. So I'm really encouraged to start doing that. To do some more IV catheter training and do some more central line training that I came up with a really unique idea, I think is going to be good. So I'm hoping to kind of put that into practice and get some more training done on my end, and not so much teaching, but to work more on training stuff. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
Nice.
What about you?
Nice. Well, you know, Molly and I are headed to California tomorrow for interviews and stuff. So, I'm gradually closing the tough chapter on my career. And we're looking at moving back to California. So I'm both excited and terrified about new opportunities and, you know, what it's going to look like when I get back to California. Of course, moving across country and finding a job in the time of COVID is its own animal, but, you know, whether I fill my time in the classroom or in the clinic or some combination of both, you know, I'm just excited about what's next, even though I don't know what it is. And I'm excited to see, you know, kind of where it goes.
So. Well, you're famous now. So anywhere you go, they're going to want to have
you. Yeah. Or they're going to be like, we don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
don't come in here. Yeah. So, anyway,
right, everybody,
thank you. I see a few of you logged on. Thank you for stopping by. Definitely let us know whether or not you like the term vet tech caffeinators for yourselves.
Yeah.
If not, come up with something else. Please message us. We'd love to hear it.
A poll at some point.
Yeah, for sure. Keep an eye out for good CE discount codes. That should be coming. Yep.
As soon as we have those, we're going to post them.
Yeah, for sure. Just hope everybody's doing well and all the best. And we'll
stay safe, everybody.
Yeah. Have a good one.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.